All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Planning Commission in the real world rather than electronic. I'm glad everybody could be here. I don't know if anybody is also on the electronic link, but if you are, we welcome you as well and recognize you. Mackenzie, if you can just let us know if anybody is on there. Oh, got it. Okay, great. Okay, thanks. I wasn't even noticing that aspect, so that's great. The hybrid world, not the real world. Before we get into the agenda, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Commissioner Van Langeveld has offered to lead us in that pledge.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner. Okay, before our regular agenda items, want to provide an opportunity to the public for any comments that you'd like to pose at this time. So we'll just pause for a second, and if you have a comment, just give us your name before you convey your comment. Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to our first regular agenda item, which is the consideration of a plat amendment for Lakeview Estates, lots 5, 6, and 9, located at approximately 561 Lacey Way. And I see that our applicant, Mr. Larson, is online and want to recognize him. So we'll turn the... Okay, great. Thank you. Barbara, thank you so much. Kevin and Barbara Larson, thank you. And Mackenzie, would you like to introduce this item?
Yes. Sorry, I had to make sure that my clicker works. Okay, so this plat amendment proposes to combine lots 5, 6, and 9 of Lakeview Estates amended subdivision with a parcel, which is noted there. The new lot will be approximately 1.70 acres in size, and the address will be 561 East Lacey Way. All four of the lots are owned by a single property owner, Jack Root, which is Mr. Larson's son, and he is representing him. The DRC feels that this plat amendment is in favor of the city and development because that lot has some extensive slopes and things like that that can be dangerous to build on or hard to build on. So by combining these lots, it is going to take away the ability to build new homes on them and just make it easier on all of us. That said, the owner does not plan to build any additional structures on that lot, and there are plenty of easements on the plat, which you guys can see right here, not so much on the screen, but one of the biggest easements that we have noted and that has been a cause of concern for us is a storm drain easement that runs by the south side of the property coming off of Lacey Way. The concern is we can't find the manhole, and so we don't know where the storm drain is. We know there is one, and we've been trying to locate it. At this point, the city engineer, DRC, public works inspector, all of us have found that it's in the vicinity of that easement, and we are 100% confident in that. And this easement will allow us to continue figuring that out, marking it, and doing whatever is required. And there has been verbiage added to the plat as an additional note, which is listed as number 6. I have it on the staff report here, which essentially says the story of what happened, what needs to take place, and that is currently being reviewed by our city attorney. If there are any changes to it, we are still waiting on red lines or engineering red lines to be sent back and completed. So that'll just be addressed at that time as well. So let me make sure I'm not missing anything. Yeah, So the Development Review Committee is recommending approval of this plat amendment to combine lots 5, 6, and 9 of the Lakeview Estates amended subdivision with parcel number 01109003 with one condition that there is completion of engineering red lines. I'll turn it to you guys.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Anything to add, Kevin and Barbara?
Yeah, I think what I would add is we bought this house. My son bought this house.
We'll need you to start again.
Okay. Can you hear us?
I should have given you notice, Mackenzie. So I think, try it again. I think we can hear you better now.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yeah, hopefully you can hear us. Should be, I'm unmuted. So I think you should be able to hear me if your feed is on.
We can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, my son bought this house, our son bought this house, and then what was disclosed to us after our due diligence that the front of the house was actually on lot 5. The original owner of this house and the surrounding lots actually subdivided all these lots with the intent to sell them to other people. And when he built the house, he straddled the line between 5 and 6. So we worked out a deal with the hard money lender that was foreclosing on the owner of these lots to acquire lot 5 so that there would be no encroachments from the house on lot 6 onto lot 5. And we always intended to combine those two, but then the hard money lender came back to us and said, the gully lot is not buildable. There's no building pad on it at all. And the only place that you could possibly build is the actual easement to the house on lot 6. The lot behind lot 9 is on about a 45 degree hill behind the house. Virtually no way to build on that particular lot. So they offered to actually sell all the lots to us so that the easement to the house and the encroachments that the original builder of the house had created when he built the house would just be taken care of. So that's why we thought it made sense for us just to combine it all into one lot so that nothing could be built on it and preserve it exactly the way it is, because it's a beautiful setting right now. There's no way for anybody to build on any of these other lots. We don't want to build on them, and we want to eliminate the possibility that a house could ever be built right next to this house.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. And if we have any questions, we'll be sure and send them your way. And let us know at any time if you can't hear us on our end.
We can hear you. Mm-hmm.
Good. Any comments or questions from the commission? And if not, the chair would entertain a motion.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, this is Commissioner Jorgensen. I'd like to propose a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the plat amendment that combines lots 5, 6, and 9 of the Lakeview Estates amended subdivision with parcel number 01-109-003 with the following condition: 1, completion of engineering red lines.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
From Commissioner Ward. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, that is unanimous. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Larson, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the consideration, and I think it'll make a really nice addition to the neighborhood there, preserving it the way it is. So thank you very much for your consideration.
And Kevin, I will be in touch with you tomorrow for next steps.
Great. Thank you so much, Mackenzie. Have a great evening, all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, our next item is the consideration of a conditional use permit for a 32-foot driveway at 380 Canyon Lane with Karen Powers as the applicant. And is Ms. Powers here? Okay, great. All right. Okay, Mackenzie.
Okay. Are you guys okay with me turning that down? Okay, perfect. So this one on, let me get my slide to the right spot. Okay, so the address is 380 Canyon Lane. You can see it outlined on the screen. Karen Powers, the owner of the property, would like to request a 8.5-foot extension of her existing 24-foot driveway for a total width of 32.5 feet in order to allow better access to her existing RV pad on the side of her house. In the pictures I attached to the staff report, you can see that there is a great grade change from the sidewalk down to where they park their RV. And one of the conditions we will put onto this application, if approved or recommend to put it on, is that they do not change the sidewalk grade. That needs to remain as is. Aside from that, the reason they are not going the full 40 feet is because of the clear view restrictions we have. There is a 4-foot vinyl fence, which you can see in this picture, that we have to measure 10 feet off of in order to allow any sort of driveway. And that's any sort of sight obstructing object, whether that's a tree, fence, anything. So let me make sure I'm not missing anything. Aside from that, the DRC finds compliance with it and recommends approval of the conditional use permit for a 32.5-foot driveway at 380 Canyon Lane with the single condition that the sidewalk grade remains unchanged.
Pardon me, thanks, Mackenzie. Does the applicant want to add anything at this time? And you don't have to. Okay. All right, anything to discuss or any points that any on the commission would like to make? With a conditional use permit, I think just a standard question can be, is there anything to mitigate?
Nothing jumps out at me.
Probably the elevation that they've already put that condition that they can't make the sidewalk have a dip right there.
Agree.
But other than that, I mean, I think we have a reason we have a limitation on our driveways, but I think there's also a reason we have exceptions and can grant relief, because this sure makes sense to allow them to widen it to me.
Okay. Unless there's anything else that anybody wants to throw out, we could explore a motion.
I'll make a motion. This is Commissioner Van Lingeveld. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for a 32.5-foot driveway at 380 Canyon Lane with the following condition: the sidewalk grade must remain unchanged.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second. This is Commissioner Ross.
Great. Any comments on the motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, so that is unanimous. And so there you go. Ms. Powers, good luck to you.
Enjoy your driveway.
Well, the 10 minutes
you
right. It's marital relief. It is. I've had to do that, and not good.
Okay. So, and then we have another conditional use permit for, as our item number 5, for Prime Equipment Rentals LLC at 270 West 500 North, with Jeremy Peterson as the applicant. And is our applicant present?
No.
Okay. All right, Mackenzie, take it away.
Okay, so this is a conditional use permit for a company called Prime Equipment Rentals LLC. They would like to bring their business to 270 West 500 North, which is zoned manufacturing distribution. The reason they are here today is because we are considering them under construction, mining, and forestry machinery and equipment rental and leasing as the use.
That's a big category. That's a very varied category.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, right. So anyways, the building at the proposed location is approximately 20,000 square feet in size. Part of the building is being occupied by a medical billing office, and then this applicant will be occupying 5,000 square feet of the building. And if you look to, I gotta orient myself, the northwest side, there's a little parking lot area that they have shown as potential storage eventually at the time that the company may grow. We'll touch on that a little bit more in a second. As far as parking goes, they are required to have a minimum of 11 parking stalls, and they have provided 25. So they are good there on that front. And the business will, well, they expect to grow, and they don't know when this would happen. They specialize in renting out trailers and skid steers. When the business does grow, they expect just to expand by adding a few additional machines and trailers. As of right now, and their current plan as is, they will only store items inside of their warehouse space. There will be no storage outdoors. We would like to request that prior to storing any equipment outside or any merchandise, they meet the city code 10-133, which is the outdoor storage requirement code. And we'd like to place that as a condition at the front of this instead of trying to regulate it at the back. So with that said, the DRC is recommending approval of the conditional use permit for Prime Equipment Rentals located at 270 West 500 North, with the condition that they become compliant with city code 10-1-33 prior to storing any equipment or merchandise outdoors. That's it.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Any deliberation of the commission?
Do they share the parking with the medical billing company?
Yeah, I believe they share the parking there. They have two employees, and they told me that they were allotted 25 parking stalls. So I'm not sure on that front. I should mention they also don't anticipate any major traffic generation from this. Like I said, they only will employ two people at the front of this, with anticipated growth only being merchandise and equipment. And the only traffic generation will be from either them taking the trailers and equipment to places that are renting them, or the rentees coming in and getting it. So.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Anything else we need to talk about on, or should talk about on this one? Or a motion? So this is only a CUP because of the use?
Correct.
2 weeks ago, we went through the process of beginning to rewrite. Would this come before us if we had finished that?
Yeah, this, I think this did come up. I think he just may have left. But if I recall, this one was one that we, or maybe it didn't come up yet.
This category.
I don't think we got that far. We didn't make it all the way through. We only got to like page 3, but this will be one of the ones that we can discuss and figure out if we even want it permitted at all in the city in certain zones or just not permitted.
Yeah. Have it be either a clear permitted or prohibited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or into some form of subgroup with like just rental anything and set very specific conditions about that, or just deflect back to our existing outdoor storage code. Because that seems to be the biggest concern.
I never totally figured this out, but I've, In other states, I think I've seen them utilize permitted, conditional, limited, and prohibited. And the limited is sort of like it's permitted with specific conditions that are tied to that particular thing. It's sort of like it's a firmed up and objective conditional use permit. And so it can be handled administratively.
Yeah, and Sherry was recommending that in a sense. I don't think she said limited, but putting them into, when we can, groups that should have the same conditions, okay, just that are straightforward and uniform, that we will apply administratively and not have to even come for special consideration.
Great.
And anyone feel free to drop in if I understood it differently than what you did.
So in this case, the applicant would say, this is what I'm doing. It's listed as a permitted use. I have to comply with the parking requirement that I can read. I have to comply with the fencing of the outdoor equipment. And then they say that I don't have to come before us because they
I would just check that all during, or the planner would check that all during the business approval process, which we do now. And I think by adding this single condition to this one, just saying very specifically, you must conform to the outdoor storage requirements, it will just protect us in the future because it'll be very explicit if it becomes a problem and we have to go before the administrative law judge. Because we just assume this is applied anyways, right? And we should be able to enforce it anyways. It just makes it easier for him or her to make a decision about the land use appeal or whatever it might be at that time. So what I'm trying to say is our condition, I don't know if is 100% necessary because we would enforce this anyways, but it's just a good thing to have on deck and in writing.
Just so. It's like a clarity of communication to
them. And okay. I will put that on their actual permit, which we have just barely as of the last couple of weeks. I created an actual permit that we issue for conditional uses before we would just send them an action letter and say, use this, you know, and it never really specified things. And so now I have an actual permit where I fill in these conditions and tell them, reflect on this if you ever make any of changes. So it's very
got like a watermark of Mayor Arby's face or something.
I should have done that.
All right. Well, I guess we, that was good discussion. Is there a motion on this item that somebody would like to offer?
I'll do it. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Prime Equipment Rentals LLC located at 270 West 500 North with the condition that they become compliant with City Code 10-1-33 prior to storing any equipment or merchandise outdoors.
Commissioner Ward with the motion, is there a second?
I'll second that.
From Commissioner Larson, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none. So that is unanimous. All right. So report on City Council action on items recommended by commission.
We don't have any. You're good to go.
Okay. So, and then our last item is the approval of minutes from the last meeting. And I was not present. Are there any comments on those draft minutes? Or a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have any comments other than I think it was a productive session since you weren't here. I think we had a great discussion. I do think there's a lot of work ahead of us in terms of completing that classification on permitted uses and excluded uses. And I think even beyond that, there's an even bigger challenge in writing the standards for all of those and not, they're going to be sometimes broad categories. And so making standards that are well suited to that's going to be a challenge. So I think we have a lot of work, but we have great staff too. So I'm confident we'll get it done, but I do think it was a productive session.
I missed the end. What's the next step?
We're not done. We gave up. It was 9 o'clock and things were getting silly. Yes. So
you guys really went to work. That's great. Yeah.
So we adjourned without finishing the entire list. every single topic had great discussion, great lengths. So I would say that the next time we have a smaller agenda or something like this last time where we had no agenda items, we will fill in that space and reconvene on that topic. We have all those other projects that we are actively working on as well, or Sherry is. So this will be one that kind of happens at convenience, I think, of the Planning Commission. And then once we have a really firm idea of what our table will look like, whether it's permitted or not permitted, and those uses we are going through, we can start applying more of the in-depth codes and things like that. So did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, in my opinion, I wasn't there, obviously, but in my opinion, I don't think we need to wait for an empty agenda to bring stuff like that back.
Well, I would be fine to put it on the tail end of meetings and just tackle a page at a time if you guys would want to do that.
Even just a time, like, yeah, say we'll just work on it for 30 minutes or just, yeah, do some of it.
And I mean, we can, as long as you're okay with it, I would use my better judgment when planning these. And if we have like a subdivision or something that takes a lot more time, we might not do it that week.
We can table it.
But if we have, like tonight would be a great time to use 30 minutes and discuss. So if you guys are all on board with that, I'd be happy to add it to our agendas.
Excellent suggestion. And I think that would be good, very good.
Okay, done. I'll make it happen.
You've got it here already. What is the timing on the form-based code? Public open house?
Same as last time. I don't think we've planned anything or gotten anywhere with it. Sherry will be back on Monday, and when I have my meeting with her to catch her up on the happenings of the past 2 weeks, I will request that we get it scheduled, at least put a date to it, so we have some sort of timeline. Would that work?
Yeah. Okay. Forgive me. We have not passed the minutes yet. Okay. Is there a motion on the minutes? Any changes that anybody wants to make before a motion? Okay.
This is Commissioner Jorgensen. I make the motion that we approve the June 8, 2021 meeting minutes as drafted.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So, and then one last thing we talked about, getting together with spouses that want to come. And I wanted to throw out a day, and we could throw out two, because I know that there are some that are not here that we would obviously like to have present. But what about July 9? That would be a Friday. Does anybody know if that does not work?
Whole month.
Then let's look later.
Well,
did you just say the whole month of July?
But I'll call in.
Oh, okay.
We're going to stay in Oregon, my family, and my husband's going to be working from there. And so we're still going to be very much tech connected.
Amazing. Maybe we should look into August, because I also am busy and I'd like to be there.
Right. Oh, great. That makes me feel better.
If it would be acceptable, I'll send out two options in August, and we'll see if we can find one that works for everybody. And Mackenzie, we'd obviously, the staff and commission, right? So unless, you know, if you'd
I'm
like
inviting
to.
Myself, yeah. So I'll be there. I want to meet your spouses.
Okay. Any other items for us to hit before we adjourn? Okay. Motion to adjourn. We don't normally do that.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, all in favor, I guess non-debatable, so we're done.
Woohoo!
I object.
That was slick. So Bill, you got your wife back.
Got my wife back. Sent my daughter to Austin.
Ooh.